Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast for Friday evening, March 13th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor, newscrafters.com, puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Surf Air Mobility Inc. Q4 $25. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Surf Air Mobility Inc., indicating that the company's fiscal year 25 results show signs of emerging from restructuring with a more stable operating base and a clear growth path. With full-year revenue meeting expectations at $106,600,000 and adjusted EBITDA loss improving to $41,700,000, SRFM is making progress under its transformation plan. The company reported revenue of $26,400,000 in 4Q25, showing continued improvement and positioning for growth in 2026.
FG Nexus FGNX ranked top SPAC sponsor by median returns in early bird capital study. FG Nexus was ranked as the top SPAC sponsor by median returns in a study by Early Bird Capital, also coming in second for average returns. The recognition highlights the expertise of FG Merchant Partners leadership team with experience in 10 SPACs over nearly two decades. The team's disciplined, value-oriented approach focuses on long-term shareholder value. For more information, visit fgnexus.io.
Pelican Acquisition PELI partner Greenland Energy CEO WARNS of Structural Oil Supply Risks in Benzinga Interview. Price highlights geopolitical choke points like the Strait of Hormuz and declining investment in conventional production. He emphasizes the importance of long-term resources for global energy security, focusing on frontier exploration efforts, including Greenland's Jameson Land Basin.
Nancy Clara's resounding success at Expo Agro 2026, Argentine rural women drive regional industries and embrace strategic roadmap for U.S. market entry. Renowned political scientist, journalist, and international speaker Nancy Clara shared her vision on Argentina's new commercial paradigm at Expo Agro 2026. The summit, led by agribusiness leaders, emphasized the vital role of women in the field and the strategic roadmap for U.S. market entry. Senator Patricia Bullrich praised Clara's manual, Step by Step, as a crucial tool for entrepreneurs in the current stage of engagement with the United States.
Heartbeam BEET reports Q4 and full year 2025 results, advances commercialization and clinical development. E.g., Heartbeam reported Q4 and full year 2025 results, highlighting progress towards commercialization after FDA clearance of its 12-lead ECG synthesis software. The company launched in the market, partnered with ClearCardio TM, and began enrolling patients for heart attack detection study. Other developments include a prototype ECG patch, collaboration with Mount Sinai, and appointment of a new chief commercial officer to drive growth initiatives.
Rock Breaks, USA, Where Earth, Inc., NASDAQ, USAR to acquire Texas Mineral Resources in $73 million stock deal. USA Rare Earth Inc., NASDAQ, USAR, has entered into a $73 million stock deal to acquire Texas Mineral Resources. The agreement will see USA taking over TMRC, consolidating ownership of the Round Top project in Texas. This move aims to position USA as the sole operator and 100% economic beneficiary of rare earth and critical minerals development, with expected commercial production in 2028.
Investor news breaks: Suntex Enterprises Inc. proposes dividend distribution to Golden Triangle Ventures shareholders. Suntex Enterprises has proposed a dividend distribution of its shares to Golden Triangle Ventures shareholders. The plan, subject to regulatory approval, aims to align GTVH shareholders with potential acquisition targets. The proposed ratio is around 30 to 1, pending FINRA submission. This move is part of Suntex's strategy to expand its operating platform. For more details, visit the company's website.
Investor news breaks: Standex International Corporation divest Federal Industries business for approximately $70 million. Standex International Corporation has divested its display merchandising business, Federal Industries, to Aritech Global Holdings, LLC, for approximately $70 million. The transaction, facilitated by private equity firm Millpoint Capital, aims to support Standex's capital allocation strategy. Roth Capital Partners, LLC, and Foley Hoag, LLP, provided financial and legal advisory services. Standex plans to utilize the proceeds for growth initiatives, acquisitions, and debt repayment. Trilogy Metals Inc.'s joint venture, Ambler Metals, strengthens management as U.S. mineral policy gains momentum. Trilogy Metals Inc.'s joint venture, Ambler Metals, bolsters its management team with new leadership appointments to drive operational execution and strategic planning. The move comes amid a growing focus on U.S. mineral policy, emphasizing domestic resource development. With a renewed emphasis on critical minerals production, Ambler Metals aims to advance mineral development initiatives in Alaska's Ambler Mining District, aligning with evolving policy priorities.
Sigyn Therapeutics issues shareholder update regarding potential merger and asset sale initiatives. Sigyn Therapeutics issues a shareholder update regarding potential merger and asset sale initiatives. CEO Jim Joyce highlights the company's advancements in developing cardiodialysis to address cardiovascular disease and cancer. The update includes strategies to navigate forward with reduced shareholder dilution, asset sales, and a potential merger with a NASDAQ-listed company. For more information, visit CIGRT-TUS website.
Protex Mobility Inc. updates shareholders on strategic developments, liquidity, and stock purchases. The president and chairman continue open-ended stock purchases, showing confidence in growth. No salaries paid to date, ensuring financial discipline. Strategic liquidity arrangements with major banks in place. Tokenization of RWAs for greater liquidity and global scalability. Proprietary Kettle Tech and Mano technology enhancing tokenization potential. Protex advancing uplisting efforts and Huel investment strategy for value creation.
Carbonates and critical minerals. How Canamara Energy Metals Corp. is building a multi-center rare earth platform. Schreibert Lake outlines a multi-center carbonate system with four large REENB targets defined by coincident geophysical and geochemical anomalies. Canamara Energy Metals Corp. is advancing rare earth assets across Canada, the United States, and Brazil, positioning its portfolio within jurisdictions aligned with Western supply chain priorities. As governments and manufacturers race to secure non-Chinese sources of rare earth elements, attention is increasingly shifting toward projects that demonstrate both geological scale and jurisdictional stability.
Mission IR news breaks: FG Nexus Inc. NASDAQ FGNX FGNXP ranked top SPAC, sponsored by Median Returns in Early Bird Capital Study. FG Nexus NASDAQ FGNX FGNXP has been ranked as the top SPAC sponsor for Median Returns in a recent study by Early Bird Capital. The company's leadership team, including Larry Swets, Hassan Bakker, Kyle Sermonara, and Joe Moglia, has a strong track record in the SPAC lifecycle, with experience in completing multiple business combinations
FG Nexus maintains a disciplined, value-oriented approach focused on long-term shareholder value.
APA report delivers resilient, high-return profile for Lafleur Minerals Inc. Swanson Gold Project in Abitibi Gold Belt. Lafleur Minerals Inc. has unveiled a positive preliminary economic assessment for its Swanson Gold Project in Quebec's Abitibi Greenstone Belt. The report highlights the project's capital efficiency and potential for significant economic returns, supported by the Beacon Gold Mill and skilled labor in the Val-d'Or mining community. This development positions Lafleur as a promising near-term gold producer in the renowned Abitibi Gold Belt.
Investor news breaks. Pelican Acquisition Corp. partner Greenland Energy CEO warns of structural oil supply risks in Benzinga interview. Greenland Energy's incoming CEO Robert Price warns of structural oil supply risks in a recent interview with Public. Benzinga. Price highlights geopolitical choke points and declining long-term investment in conventional production. He emphasizes the importance of frontier exploration efforts, like those in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin, to address future supply constraints. Pelican Acquisition Corporation continues to focus on long-term shareholder value in the evolving energy market.
Rock Breaks, Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. reports record 2025 financial results and strong production performance. Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. reported record financial results for 2025 with $2.30 billion in revenue, $1.50 billion in net earnings, and $1.40 billion in adjusted net earnings. The company exceeded production guidance with 689,864 gold equivalent ounces. Wheaton expanded its streaming portfolio and announced a major transaction with BHP for silver production at the Antima mine. The company maintains a strong balance sheet with $1.20 billion in cash. Meta launches AI chips to reduce reliance on purchased products. Meta has announced the launch of its in-house AI chips to reduce reliance on external products. The company plans to release four new generations of chips in the next 2 years, signaling a shift away from purchasing chips from other manufacturers. This move could have significant implications for leading AI chip makers like NVIDIA Corp.
Gold regains footing as inflation worries ease. Gold regained its footing this week as inflation worries eased with a slight rise in prices fueled by a weaker dollar and declining oil prices. Collective Mining Limited and other entities in the gold mining sector are closely watching upcoming U.S. economic data amid signs of a potential resolution to the Middle East conflict.
Volkswagen profits tumble as tariffs, competition in China weigh on earnings. Volkswagen has reported one of its worst financial performances in years, with operating profit more than halving in 2025, as the German automaker absorbs the combined weight of American tariffs, a collapsing position in China, and deepening problems at two of its most profitable brands. The results confirm that Europe's biggest auto manufacturer is fighting on multiple fronts simultaneously and losing ground on most of them. Mission IRI news breaks. Pelican Acquisition Corporation announces Ashiq Merchant as CFO of post-merger Greenland Energy Company ahead of their proposed merger. The combined company is set to trade on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol GLND post-merger, with Merchant overseeing financial operations and development plans for the Jameson Land Basin.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.